Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are zeroing in on the Oklahoma Sooners, and we have invited back senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale. You always post some great tweets. So just for some of our newer listeners, I mean, that have perhaps they haven't followed the Sooners that closely, recap why Oklahoma, you know, was only able to put up, 6 points on the board last year.
Trevor Knight, first of all, was hurt. Trevor Knight was coming off that scary injury. Remember when he was paralyzed for, 25 seconds or so? And, he got the clearance to come back. There was some debate with within the administration whether they should let him play football again. Trevor insisted on playing. I think he even signed a waiver, on playing. But he wasn't right. He just didn't look like the same guy. And he'd had an up and down year anyway. And that was one problem. The other problem was Sterling Shepard wasn't out there. And nobody else really stepped up to take his place last year. But part of that was because they weren't getting great quarterback play either. Samaje Perine had an ankle injury rolling into that. And then the decision to punt to Tyreek Hill, in Oklahoma State winning that game. That was a tragic loss for OU. Coach Stoops took blame for the decision to punt the ball again. But this team didn't cover the punt either. You had some of their key players just racing by the punt return guy. The whole thing was screwed up. And to lose the game that way, when they had been in control of it the whole way, just sucked the wind out of the sails. And OU didn't really want to be there. I'm not saying they didn't try. I'm not saying they didn't good effort. But when you're not emotionally totally checked in any kind of athletic event, you see what happens. And maybe Ronda Rousey ran into that against Hall of Fame a little bit.
Right.
If you're not totally checked in,
yeah,
no matter how good you are, you're going to lose. And I think there were too many things that matched up with Oklahoma. And Clemson was on point for this game. They were great in this game. As a matter of fact, because of that game, I picked Clemson to be in the Final Four at the beginning of the year, and here they are. I didn't know if they'd go undefeated, but they are undefeated. And Watson is amazing at quarterback.
Yeah. Well, in many ways, that game was a blessing in disguise, because really that's where Bob Stoops had to take a hard look at his program, and he had to make some very tough decisions.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. He made changes. He fired, a guy that was like a son to him, and Josh Heupel, his national championship quarterback, fired him as the offensive coordinator, fired one of his best friends in Jay Norvell, went out and went back to his first early days and said, I've got to find a Mike Leach disciple, a guy that knows how to run this air raid. And he brought in Lincoln Riley, and Lincoln convinced him, hey, I know how to run the football. I'm more like Dana Holgorsen, who's a good friend of Lincoln's, than maybe Mike at this point. But I can take advantage of Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon and Alex Ross and all those guys. Just let me go to work here and come up with some things, but I can do it. And then on the defensive side, bringing in Kerry Cooks, moving Mike Stoops to the press box, making him more of the CEO of the defense, and bringing in Kerry Cooks from Notre Dame to run the secondary. And here's one of the biggest things.
Mm-hmm.
The whole secondary now meets in one room. What Oklahoma's done the last few years, the corners met in one room, the safeties met in one room. And to be honest, it looked like Oklahoma didn't have great communication the last couple of years trying to play some of these spread teams. This year, everybody looks on point, and I think the move of Stephen Parker to safety and putting Will Johnson in at the nickelback spot has really solidified the secondary, and all those changes have really worked out. Cale Gundy also moved to inside receivers. He was one of, I think, the best running back coach in the country. He's also been named assistant head coach, because I think in the grand scheme of things, you don't think Lincoln Riley's going to be there for 2 or 3 years, and so what they do, they set it up. And they put it, they put things in a good spot for Cale to step in and be the next guy as the OC whenever Lincoln gets that head coaching job.
Well, we talk about the offensive strides that the Sooners have made. Take me back to the first time when you met Lincoln Riley. Did you believe that he could make the Sooners a dominant offensive team? I mean, here he was just awarded with being the most outstanding assistant coach in college football.
Yeah, he won the Burlsworth Award. The Broyles Award, I'm sorry. It was,
yes.
Baker Mayfield that won the Burlsworth Award. They won so many awards, I'm getting them all confused. they deserve them, too. The first time I met Lincoln Riley, I thought he was one of the coolest dudes I've ever met. He's from Mule Shoe, Texas, and that's a little small town, and he has a lot of Mule Shoe in him. But he can dress up and look good, too. He loves his wife dearly, talks about her, loves his daughter. He's just that kind of homespun guy. But, man, he is confident. And he is a guy that believes in what he's doing, what his coaches. He thinks that he can, he thinks if everybody gets on board, that they will not be stopped. Even when they score 60, he'll go, you know what? We left 17 out there. We should have had 21 more. He's so confident, but yet it's not cocky. It's country humble, and boy, he's really humble about how he looks at things and how he presents things. And I think that's been one of the most beautiful things about him and how he brings things to the table. He's been wonderful, and yes, the first day I met him, I got the impression that he felt he was going to have the best offense in college football. Now, whether or not you really think it is.
Well, break down the Heisman. Was Baker Mayfield, was he snubbed?
My opinion, he was. You know, we're probably going to find out he's fourth or fifth in the voting, but I talked to Steve Owens about this, who won the Heisman Trophy in 1969. Yeah. He said, James, the way they do it now, you know, if they don't have enough votes between the third and the fourth guy that are comparable or close, they just don't bring them all in. He goes, I don't know if it's because of finances. He goes, heck, I would have told him I'll pay for Baker's trip if they wanted to. But, you know, they, you know, he thinks Baker's in the top four or five, and I do too. And I think that what people have missed out on is I don't think there's been a player in college football this year that's meant as much to their football team as Baker Mayfield has meant to Oklahoma. I know Watson has been great, and Clemson's undefeated. I got it. I love McCaffrey. He can play on my football team any day. I think he's amazing at Stanford, and I'm a Derrick Henry fan, too. Oklahoma couldn't tackle him 2 years ago, and it seems like nobody can tackle him this year either. So he's been tremendous. You know, all those guys are really good. Did they really have more of an impact on their football team than Mayfield did? And Mayfield's stats are very comparable to all those guys. So, you know, the Big 12 honored him as the Offensive Player of the Year. That's deserving, and he'll be back next year. Of course, so will Watson, so will McCaffrey. So it's going to be interesting as they move forward, but I really think Baker should be in New York. The good thing is he's not. That means he's back here in Norman. That means he's throwing with his guys. He's helping them in some off-season work or bowl prep as they get ready. So the good news is that he can get ready for finals, study for those, get those out of the way, and really prep for that semifinal game now.
Okay, who do you think is going to win the Heisman this year?
I'm going back and forth between McCaffrey and Henry. I think McCaffrey had just a tremendous season. He's so versatile. I love the way he plays the game. I love the fact against Notre Dame, his kick return helped set some things up. You know, he had some big plays. I just think he's a wonderful player. Henry had all the momentum at the start of the week. I think McCaffrey is closing some ground. It's going to be interesting to see, but you know, I'm going to go ahead and go with Henry over McCaffrey with Watson third.
Well, Sam Bradford was the last Oklahoman to win the Heisman in 2008. You think Baker Mayfield, he's got a good shot next year, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he does. But, you know, Watson's going to be back, and so is McCaffrey. And who else is going to emerge? This has become a trophy, whether that's right or wrong, that doesn't matter if you're a true freshman. It doesn't matter where you're from or what you're doing. It's the momentum. It's the publicity swing that gets behind you. It's in some ways, it's all the wrong reasons why you should win the Heisman, right? You know, but that's the way it's become. But I think Baker, and if you meet Baker, when you do meet Baker, when anybody meets Baker, you're going to love him. So his personality is going to win you over. He's going to have that going for him, and Oklahoma should be good again next year.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. James Hale has been with us to kick off tonight's show right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is the senior writer with OU Insider. Go to OUinsider.com, and you can always listen to him on KREF 1400 in Norman, Oklahoma. Boomer Sooner, James, safe travels, and I look forward to a recap after the Sooners win the national championship, right?
Hey, Boomer Sooner E, and call anytime, and happy holidays to you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number one at YSR.